We went over the taste first, but I just want to discuss the taste first, and I assume that you went over the plateau and the Sitzchok and the taste first. Now, but I'll just mention it briefly without discussing the Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Kof Hei, which is not negated to this taste first. Now, taste first, the Ri is. There is a machlekes between Rav Netam and the Ri. According to Rav Netam, now both assume that there are two halves of Akum. That's based upon the Yerushalmi. Now, the only one who doesn't mention that Akum there are two halves is the Rambam. Alright, so the Rambam, but all the other Rishonim, they say that half of Akum is Eretz Yisrael, half of Akum is Chutz Laaretz, and it's based upon the Yerushalmi Gid. So according to Rav Netam, when the Mishnah says, Netanei Kami says in this Mishnah that Akko is like Chutz La'aretz L'gabi Get, so it has reference to the second half of Akko, that is like Chutz La'aretz. But if Ishliach is maybe Get from the first half of Akko, that is the Tzad Eretz Yisrael, then he doesn't have to say Fonechta Fonechta. When Reb Meir says Akko Ki Eretz Yisrael L'gitten, he means even the second half of Akko, that is Litzat Chutz La'aretz, he also has a din of Eretz Yisrael. And the Rabbanon Achilik, that the second step of Akko has a din of Chutz La'aretz. But the first step of Akko, so there is no machlekes according to Rav Netam. The Ri is Chilik, and he says that when the Mishnah says that when the Rabbanon say that Akko has a din of Chutz La'aretz, it has reference even to the first step of Akko. The half of Akko is Eretz Yisrael. And why? Because it's Ochek Mikra Yishu. So, the Ri raises two kashes against Rav Netam. One kashe is that when Get was brought before Rabbi Shmuel from Kfar Sisoye, so Rabbi Shmuel told the Shliach to say Fonechta Fonechta. And it turned out that he didn't tell him to say Fonechta Fonechta because he was Mechuyev. But as an entertainment, in order that the Baal shouldn't be married. But Rabbi Loye thought that Rabbi Shmuel required him to say Fonechta Fonechta because on the score of Chutz La'aretz. So Rabbi Loye said before Rabbi Shmuel, why should Kfar Sisoye have a din of Chutz La'aretz? We see that Rabbi Meir says that if Ma'ako, which is relatively far, so which is not Mublin, has a din of Eretz Yisrael. And so according to Rav Meir, certainly, if Akko that is relatively far has a din of Eretz Yisrael, Gabi Gitten, so Kfar Sisoye certainly should have a din of Eretz Yisrael. But even the Rabbonim of Rav Meir, who say that Akko has a din of Chutz La'aretz, so it's only Akko because it's relatively far. But Kfar Sisoye that is moved a bit from Eretz Yisrael, which is not so far, so even the Rabbanon will agree that it has a din of Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Shmuel says shteik nishteik, but the truth is that Rabbi Shmuel didn't require the Shliach to say Fonechta Fonechtam, only B'tiras Yitzitim. So the kasha that the Ri raises against Rav Netam, according to Rav Netam, that when does the Rabbanon say that Akko is like Chutz La'aretz, there's the second level of Akko, that is Nitzat Chutz La'aretz. But the first level of Akko, so there is no Machlekes, the Rabbanon also agree that is Eretz Yisrael. So why does Rabbi Loye say that Kfar Sisoye is more likely to have a din of Eretz Yisrael than the second half of Akko? No, the second half of Akko is more likely, is more close to Eretz Yisrael, because it's more than Muvle. Kfar Sisoye is only Muvle. What does Muvle mean? So either Muvle means it's surrounded by three sides by Eretz Yisrael, or it's within the 2,000 Tamo radius, whatever. But Akko, so the second half of Akko, is part and parcel of the same city as the first half of Akko. So it's more than Muvle. So it's more close to Eretz Yisrael. It's more akin to Eretz Yisrael. The second half of Akko is more akin to Eretz Yisrael than Kfar Sisoye, because Kfar Sisoye is not part of the same town that is Eretz Yisrael. It's only Mumle B'Sechatrum. That's one kash. That's one kash. The second kash that the Ri raises against Hamletam is the Gemore of Mecher Adli Suri Yotzer Lechem. Rav Chir Barabe, Reis Nabai, Mecher Adli Suri Yotzer Lechem Uzzanam. The Chachomim Council, an Odin, who was Mecher Devet Daini to Chutz Loretz, to a Mester of Chutz Loretz. That Yotzer Lechem. So the Shaila is, if he, the Odin, sells the Evet Naini to a Mester in Suri, is Yotzer Lechem Uzzanam. And the Shaila is, I'll leave it in Mandoma, that Kibush Yochi Shvei Kibush. So the way the Hecha Dayuk Likamon, the Mecher Adli Suri Yotzer Lechem, but it's not a Kukya Otzer Suri Likim. Ligit Leila Avodim Lei, Kol Shkin Suri, the Mecher Ketuve. So the Gemara is Peshit, that Mecher Adli Suri Yotzer Lechem, because even Reb Meir, who considers Akko as having a din about Yisrael Ligabigim, so he's made that Ligabigim, Avodim, it has a din. It has a din of Chutz Loretz. It has a din of Chutz Loretz. So Kolchkin Suye that is far away. So according to Rav Netam, when do the Rabbonon say that Akko is a din of Chutz Loretz only the second Eva of Akko? But the first Eva of Akko is Bibli, without any question, has a din of Eretz Yisrael. So only the second Eva of Akko, because that's Chutz Loretz. Because that is Chutz Loretz. So how can the Gemara say? Since Reb Meir says that the second Eva of Akko, has a din of Chutz Loretz Ligabe Avodim. So you certainly has a din of Chutz Loretz. Why certainly? Adarabe. So here the Gemara is raising the question according to Mandoma that Kibush Yochesh Mekibush. So according to Mandoma Kibush Yochesh Mekibush, so Sui is Eretz Yisrael. And the second Eva of Akko, when Reb Meir says Akko Ki Eretz Yisrael Ligitin, he means the second Eva of Akko, Ligabi Gitin as in Eretz Yisrael. But Ligabi Avodim, the second Eva of Akko, does not have a din of Eretz Yisrael. So the second Eva of Akko is Chutz Loretz, but Sui according to Mandoma Kibush Yochesh Mekibush is Eretz Yisrael. So how can the Gemara say Kolshkin? So the Mirra get way, it's a question of geographical proximity. The question is whether it's at Shol or Chutz Loretz. So the second level of Akko, Reb Meir says, Ligabe Avodim is a Dilma Chutz Loretz, because it is Chutz Loretz. But so you according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochesh Mekibush, is Eretz Yisrael. Alright. So, I mean, that the second Kashi appears on the surface to be a stronger Kashi than the first Kashi. So let's answer the second Kashi first, and then the first Kashi. Now, so, is that, I don't know, whoever looked over that Vator. Now, there is a machlekes whether Kibush Yochid is Shmei Kibush or Kibush Yochid is Loi Shmei Kibush. What does it mean, Kibush Yochid? So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi says Kibush Yochid means that it wasn't Kol Yisrael were not involved in the Milchome that David waged against Syria. Kol Yisrael were not involved in it. Only a portion of Klal Yisrael were participated in the war against Syria, the David waged. Then the Teisves says, no, it doesn't make any difference how many participate in the war. The question is whether it's from the Orech Nitnol Avraham Avinu or not the Orech Nitnol Avraham Avinu. So Meila, if it is a territory that comes within the limits of the Orech Nitnol Avraham Avinu, so even if a Yochid Mi Yisrael is Kevashet, it has a din of Kibush Rabin. It has a din of Shabin. I mean, the Mesa Rav Kook so published a certain lecture that I delivered in the Kinnus Tirosh Baal Peh about the Shtochim of Medinas Yisrael. So there I mention many rayas that the Pshat of Kibush Rabin, it does not depend how many participants there are in the war. Two that Rashi mentions as a prerequisite for Kibush Rabin, Shishim Ribe should participate in the war. But that's not the basic thing. The basic thing is Kibush Rabin means if the Kibush is attributed to the Klal Yisrael as a unit, not Klal Yisrael as, let's say, as 10 million individual Jews. Because It's 10 million individual Jews, so there is no difference whether it's 1,000 Jews or 10 million individual Jews or one Jew. The question is now, let's say, so what does it mean? Anything that is near Beish, so Klal Yisrael gets a collective title in it. So who is the Kevesh? One Jew, or 1,000 Jews, or even 10 million Jews? That's not important. If the Klal Yisrael is a Chtiva Achas, if the whole Jewish people, as a unit, as one person, is the Kevesh, then it's considered Kibush Rabbi. Then it's considered Kibush Rabbi. So all the Rishonim agree, Rashi, Tosfos, the Rambam, that Kibush Rabbim by definition means not a Rabbim of so many million individual Jews, but Rabbim means the Jewish people, the Knesset Yisrael, the whole Tzibur, the Jewish people. So if the Kibush is realized by Klal Yisrael as a unit, as a Chtiva Achas, then it's considered Kibush Rabbim. And if the Kibush is realized by individual Jews, so it doesn't make any difference whether one individual Jew or 10 million individual Jews, then it's a Kibush Yochid. So it's a Kibush of many Yochidim, not one Yochid. But Rashi Shita is in order. Now, that goes without saying that when, let's say, that when Yoshua, let's say, was Kibush Eretz Kanaan, even though there were a number of Jews who did not participate in the war, there were a number of Jews who did not participate in the war. But al-Bidin, the Kibush is considered to have been realized by the whole Klal Yisrael, even those who are not involved in the war. So the Kibush is considered al-Bidin to have been realized by Klal Yisrael. But Rashi Shita is, when can the Kibush be attributed to Klal Yisrael if there is a minimum of 600,000 Jews participating in the war? That's Rashi Shita. But if there is no minimum of 600,000 Jews participating in the war, then the Kibush cannot be attributed to Klal Yisrael. So to whom is it attributed? To the Kibushim. To the Kibushim. But that's Rashi Shita. And Tosfos Shita is, no, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference how many participants in the war there are. But the important thing now, the Rashi of Shishim Ribbe, that's a Rashi Dafchof in Avrizoi. Dafchof in Avrizoi. But Tosfos in Gittin, Yishit in Gittin, in Avrizoi. So Kibush Yochid is, why Surya Kibush Yochid? Because the Sanhedrin told David HaMelech, Somoch Lepaltira Shaloch Loikovashto, Viato Hilich Mikibish Aram Narayim. So that was David HaMelech, according to Tosfos, David HaMelech did not act Kedin. He had no right to be Kevesh, additional territory, and the next set to Eretz Yisrael, before all the Oretz that was little Avram Avinu was not in the possession of the Jews. And at that time, when David was Kevesh Syria from Aron, so Yerushalayim was not in the possession of the Jewish people. Yerushalayim was still in the possession of the Yevusi. So in other words, so he had no right to be Kevesh. So Memele, what's the pshat? According to Tosfos, this is what I say in that pamphlet about Shtochim in Medinas Yisrael. So that according to Tosfos, Kibush, the definition of Kibush Rabbim is the same according to all the Rishonim. Kibush Rabbim means a Kibush that is realized by Klal Yisrael, without any exception. By Klal Yisrael. And when we say that a Kibush is realized by Klal Yisrael, so it doesn't mean only the Jews that are living in a certain generation. Klal Yisrael includes all Jews, the Jews that lived thousands of years ago. So, and the Jews that will yet be born, they are all included in Klal Yisrael. So Kibush Rabbi means a Kibush by Klal Yisrael. But whereas Rashi Shita is, that there must be a minimum of 600,000 participants in order to be considered a Kibush by Klal Yisrael. The Rambam Shita is that when can it be attributed to Klal Yisrael? Only if the Melech is the Kevesh and Midas Rib Yisrael or Midas Bez Nagodol. Tosfos Shita is not. It doesn't make any difference whether the Melech is the Kevesh or a Hedyat is the Kevesh. Even if a single Jew is Kevesh of the origin Nitol Avrom Avinu that were on its tavet of the Kevesh, so Memele it is attributed to Klal Yisrael. Even if Yoyo ben Nashe, even let's say, it's mentioned in the Torah that Yoyo ben Nashe was Kevish. So if Yoyo ben Nashe, single Jew, is Kevish, a city, a village, of the Oresh and Nitro Avraham Avinu, Salpidin, it's considered as a kibush by Klal Yisrael. Why? Because it comes within the limits that Nitro Avraham Avinu. But when can it be attributed to Klal Yisrael if that Yochid had the right Alpidin to be Kevish? But David HaMelech, he was a Melech, but he had no issues to be Kevish Soye, because at that time Yerushalayim was still not in the possession of the Jewish people. So it was in the possession of the Yevusi. So since David had no issues to be Kevish Soye, so Memele it cannot be attributed to Klal Yisrael. So Memele, that's the Pshat in Kibush Rabin versus Kibush Yochid. So in the Eretz Yisrael there are two aspects. First of all, there is the aspect of Shem Eretz Yisrael. The key, what does Shem Eretz Yisrael mean? The title, the collective title that Klal Yisrael has in a certain land. So in the Eretz Yisrael, Avraham Avinu, so the Shem Eretz Yisrael dates back to Avraham Avinu, even before the Kibush Yehoshua. And Mashein Kein Ligabi Suye, that was not Nitro Avraham Avinu. So certainly, Klal Yisrael, prior to the time that David HaMelech was Kevish Suye from Arom, so it certainly did not have Shem Eretz Yisrael, because Shem Eretz Yisrael by definition means the land title to which is vested in Klal Yisrael, not in individual Jews, but in Klal Yisrael. So prior to the Kibush by David, so it certainly no collective title was vested in Klal Yisrael, but the question is whether title became vested in Klal Yisrael as a result of David's kibush. So that's the machlekes. If we say kibush Yochid, a kibush, so then it comes within the gzeras hakosuv of kol moki masha tidrer boy. Tidrer boy means any moki that you became ish. Boy lochem nisativ. What does it mean? Boy lochem nisativ. Lochem means to Klal Yisrael. So Memele, Shem Eretz Yisrael was chal on Suye. If we say Kibush Yochid lo yishnei Kibush, so then Shem Eretz Yisrael is not chal on Suye. And then there is another aspect of Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. And how does the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael take effect? Also, through Kibush. So Memele again, if we say the Kibush by David is considered a Kibush, so Memele, not only was the Tzuye through the Kibush by David become Shem Eretz Yisrael on the basis of the Gzeras HaKosuv Pilachem Nisati, but it became Niskadi Vidushas Eretz Yisrael too. If we say that Loish made Kibush, so Memele, it wasn't Niskadi Vidushas Eretz Yisrael, and the Shem Eretz Yisrael was not realized in Tzuye either, because it's not Kibush. The Shem Eretz Yisrael is Chal through the Gzeras HaKosuv on the basis of the Gzeras HaKosuv Boi Lachem Nisati Kol Moti Masha Tidra Bey. But if Shloish Me Kibush, it's not Tidra Bey. So there is no Lachem Nisati. If there is no Lachem Nisati, it does not have Shem Eretz Yisrael. And if it's not Kibush, so it's not Niskadish Bekdushas Eretz Yisrael. So according to the Mandoma, now on that point there is a Machlekes in Avodah Zarah, Tavchov Aleph, between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yosi. Rav Meir holds Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, and Rabbi Yosi holds Kibush Yochid Loi Shmei Kibush. So in the Bais Rishon there is no shaila that according to the Mandoma, that Kibush Yochid, according to Rav Meir, that Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, so Suye had the din of Eretz Yisrael Chol Advorim. It had the Shem Eretz Yisrael, and it had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it had Trumas HaMaaseh, it had everything, like Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabbi Yosi. So Midrashi did not have Shem Eretz Yisrael, nor did it have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabbi Yosi. But according to Rabbi Meir, it had both, Midrashi, Shem Eretz Yisrael, and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. How about the Bais Shemi? Now, so how big Chochim Kopshol Mitzrayim, Velikopshol Bobel? So, and Kedusha Rishenu is Kitcho Lishaito So those mekaymes that the libovel were not kaveish, so do not have any kedushas artis. So like Rishon. Now if soye, the libovel were not kaveish soye, so even according to Remeya, that kibush yochid shmei kibush, but it couldn't be better than Bishon. Bishon certainly had a kibush. Yeshua was kibush, Bishon. And it was Nitel Avraham Avinu too. And still, since the Libovel were not kibush Bishon, so it doesn't have kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So vis-a-vis kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Bishon is chutz la'aretz. So how could Soye be better than Bishon? But maybe the Libovel, Bishon, they were not kibush. But so yeah, they were kibush. So the Ravid says, "Ilcha Shmita v'Yevo." And the Rambam, a Perik Yud, Perik Dalet, "Milcha Shmita v'Yevo Alocha Chofches." The Rambam says, "Ivrayad Mishvis Neeges Bo Midivreim Uspichei Soye Ivrayad Mutorim Ba'Achilo."
So
the Ravid says in so many words that both Ivrayad and Soye Elibovel were not Kiddush. And this is a historical fact, I mean, that Ezra, Nehemiah, Chagascharim, Malachia, when they went up to Eretz Yisrael and they settled in Eretz Yisrael, so Soye was not one of the places that they took possession of, that they settled upon. This is dark effect. It's true, and the Mishnah mentions that, and this is again a dark effect, that Yana HaMelech, the Hashminoim, they were Kavish. Ivrayarden, they were Kavish. Soye, Yana, the Hashminoim were Kavish, everything. So the question is the kibush by the Hashminoim considered al-Pudin as a kibush or not? That's another question. But assuming, so the case of Mishnah discusses that, but assuming that the kibush by the Hashminoim, by Yamin HaMelech, is considered as a kibush, but the kibush of the Hashminoim, of Yamin HaMelech, could not be better than the kibush by Yeshua Minun. So, Kedusha Rishayno is a Kitcho Rishayto, Velo Kitcho Rishayto. Kedusha Shlio is Kitcho Rishayto, Velo Kitcho Rishayto. So the question arises, the Rambam raises the question, why is Kedusha Shlio more homo than Kedusha Rishayno, Kedusha Rishayno? So that was a kibush, that was Niskadish, Alpi Unitumin, Alpi Bez Nagodol, and Alpi Novi, everything. And Yeshua was a Melech. So had everything. So the Kedusha Rishayno is Roy Kitchos Love, and the Kedusha Shnio, when it Rav Yishveo, Rav Yisrael did not even go up to Eretz Yisrael, and there was no Melech, and so that Kedusha is Kitchos Love. So the Rambam raises that question. So the Rambam in Hilchas Brisa Bchire, so he gives the Teretz. The Rambam Chabir Afriri says, Kedusha Rishayno took effect through Kibush. So that's the Aloche, that the Kedusha that takes effect through Kibush is Loiki Chorosilove, is Poka, when the Goyim are Kibush from us. Since the Kedusha took effect through the Kibush of Yisrael from the Goyim, so when the Goyim are kibush back from us, so the kedusha is also bottom. Mashiach in the kedusha shniyo, you couldn't conceive of kibush, because what kind of kibush was there? They didn't have, Ezra Nehemiah did not have any independence, any sovereignty in Eretz Yisrael. They just went up to Eretz Yisrael because Keresh gave them rishus to go up to Eretz Yisrael. So how was it miskadesh? Until the time of the Hashinoim, the Jewish people did not have any sovereignty in Eretz Yisrael. So how was Eretz Yisrael miskadesh in the Bi'ur Shniyo? Through Chazoke. Chazoke al Pi Adibur, the Novi told them to go up to Eretz Yisrael and settle in Eretz Yisrael, and by settling upon Eretz Yisrael and being marzik in the land, so Eretz Yisrael is miskadesh. So a kedusha that takes effect through kibush
Ispoca as a result of the kibush agoim from us, but the kedusha that takes effect not to kibush, but to chazoke. So the kibush of the goim does not negate the kedusha that took effect from chazoke. So memela, even if we want to assume, which is not such a double pshut in any way. So even if we want to assume that the kibush of the hashnoim al pedim is a kibush, let's say it's a kibush rabbi. Let's say it's a kibush rabbi. But it couldn't be better than the kibush of Yeshua. So lachachum by sheni, that kibush became bottom. So memele, since the rabbi says that the tzuri and the rayan is loikish, is libovel monat kevish. So even according to Rameya, that kibush yochid is shmei kibush, but kibush shniyodi was not realized in it. So memele and kibush rishenu loikish was it lovei. So even according to Rabbi Yisi, suye, even according to Rameya, I'm sorry, even according to Rameya who says kibush yochid shmei kibush, but suye couldn't be chayev in trumis maisas midrais. Midrabona it's chayev because there is a special takone in regard to suye. Even according to Mandoma, kibush yochid lo ishmei kibush. But with Rabbonon it's chayv with Trumas HaMaisras. But Tzuye, which is only mechuyev with Rabbonon, has its own dinim. But with Raise, even according to Rameya, Tzuye couldn't be chayv with Trumas HaMaisras, because why should it be better than Bishon? Than Bishon, but there is one after dinim. Now, the Aloche, the Gzeres HaKosuv, of Kol Mokim HaShatid Rabbi Kavrag Lechem, Boi Lechem Nisatim, Boi Lechem Nisatim, implies two things. First of all, that Klal Yisroel gets collective title through kibush, mainly it acquires a shemar to Yisroel, and then that it becomes niskadish through kibush. That it becomes niskadish through kibush. So this aloha that the kedusha that takes effect through kibush is poka when the goyim are kibushed back from us, that applies only to the kedusha. But as far as the title that was became vested in Klal Yisroel as a result of kibush, so there we don't say that the kibush of the goyim is what negated the title that Klal Yisroel had. Needless to mention, in connection with the origin of Avraham Avinu, in connection with Eretz Yisroel, so there the Ramban says, since the Torah says la'achuz ha'seilom v'sat lochem l'chol la'achuz ha'seilom. So what does it mean achuz ha'seilom? That no kibush in the world can negate that kinyan that Klal Yisrael has. But even in regard to Suye was not given to Avraham Avinu by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an outright matone. But so according to Mandoma kibush yochish mei kibush, Klal Yisrael acquired this collective title in Suye through kibush. So once Klal Yisroel acquired collective title through kibush, so then it cannot be divested, that collective title. So Mele, even though Kedusha Rishenu that took effect through kibush is Kidusha L'Shaito V'loi Kidusha L'Shaito L'Avei, the Kedusha was poka, but the Shemeret Yisroel was not poka. Now let's say Ligabi Smichi. So according to Mandoma kibush yochet lo ishmi kibush, so smicha cannot take place in Suya. According to Rameya, that kibush yochet shmei kibush, so smicha can take place in Eretz Yisroel, will take place in im lachachu, because it has a shem Eretz Yisroel, the shem Eretz Yisroel is not poka. Ligabi egla rufe, that also depends upon shem Eretz Yisroel, not dushes Eretz Yisroel. So is egla rufe neig in Suya? According to Rabbi Yisi, certainly not. According to Rameya, yes, even after the chum, even after the chum, because when you say that the kedusha rishenu was poka, it's only the kedusha was poka, but the collective title that became vested in Klal Yisroel, that was not poka. So memele, we can answer the second kasha that he raises against Rabbi Tam. What's the kasha? He says, "Veidir etay brikamu demichav lisoya tzlachirus miditna nakol kelas esroel gitu ligit nei laavodim lei kol shkisoya demachek tuve ad rabbi soya tive kim maslis nai rabbi tzachol chutz lorez." So that's chutz lorez. Mashen kisoya because so ba kibush yochich meikibu oy veaviat me'aretz Yisrael. So why does the Gemara say What is your biblical proximity to doing it? The question is whether it's out of soil or not out of soil. So what does Rameya say? That Akko, the second day of Akko, is a din of Chutz Loretz Ligabe Avodim. The second day of Akko is Chutz Loretz. But Zoye, we are discussing it according to Mandoma Kiyorich Mekibush is out of Israel. So what if it's far away? Who cares about the proximity? The second day of Akko is Chutz Loretz, and Zoye is out of Israel. The answer is, the Rabbi Tam in Sifra Yosha says explicitly, as a matter of fact, I made a photographic copy of that extract of Rabbi Tam in Sifra Yosha, but I forgot to take it. So Rabbi Tam in Sifra Yosha says explicitly that the dimensions of Yerushalmi in Gittin, that Akko has two halves, one half of Akko, the half of Akko, which are the Eretz Yisrael, is the Eretz Yisrael, and the half of Akko, which are the Chutz Loretz, is Chutz Loretz. What Rabbi Tam says in Sifra Yosha, the half of Akko, that is Litzad Eretz Yisrael, the Yerushalmi calls it Eretz Yisrael, because not only were in Mitzrayim Kivish the first Hev of Akko, but the Ribobel were also Kivish. But the second Hev of Akko, the Hev of Akko is at Chutz Loretz, so the Yerushalmi calls it Chutz Loretz, because the Ribobel were not Kivish yet. But Yehoshua, when he was Kivish yet, he was Kivish all of Akko. But the Ribobel, when they settled, they only settled in one half of Akko. In the other half of Akko, they didn't settle. So Rabbi Tam in Sifra Yosha says, in so many words, that the first half of Akko has even Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the second half of Akko, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't have. But El Mitzrayim or Kevish in the second half of Akko. So in Mele, we can understand the Gemara very well. We can answer this discussion. So with the So he asks, that in the Tzachal Chutz Loretz daily Mitzrayim or Kevesh. And if the Mitzrayim or Kevesh, if the Mitzrayim or Kevesh, so mele Shem Eretz Yisrael it has. And so yeah, even I live in the Mandoma Kibush Yochich Mei Kibush, but it's not better than the life than Bishon. So, since the Rebbe says that the Rebbe were not Kevesh yet, and the Kedusha Rishaino, is Tzachal Shaino Tzachal Shlovei, and the Kedusha Shni was not Chal, so what's the net result? In Suye, that it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael according to Rameya. So it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael Midraise, but the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it does not have Midraise. Midrabonon, even according to Mandoma Kibush Yochid Loish Mikibush, so it's Chayim Trumus of Maisras. But Midraise, it does not have any Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Now, because Kedusha Rishaino, it is a Rishaito, but because it's Lovei. But then, Akko, the second half of Akko has a certain Adifes, has a certain mile over Soye, because the second half of Akko, in view of the fact that the Yitzrayim were Kevesh yet, so that's a raya that it came within the limits of the Oresh Nitl Avraham Avinu, because that's the Simen. Yitzrayim were Kevesh, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu. So Mimele, the second half of Akko, even though it does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, and not just a Shem Eretz Yisrael, but it has the Mile that it is of the Oresh Nitl Avraham Avinu. Masha'in in Suye was not given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu, but it acquired the Shem Eretz Yisrael through the Kibush of David, because Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, but it's not the Oresh Nitl Avraham Avinu. So the fact that a certain piece of territory has a Shem Eretz Yisrael and it comes within the limits of the Oresh Nitl Avraham Avinu is a Mile. This is what Gemara means. So it's not just a question of mileage. Milregetvei means that it's beyond the limits of the Oresh Nitl Avraham Avinu, but the second level of Akko, the so-called Chutz Loretz part of Akko, is came within the limits of Nitl Avraham Avinu. So that's more of the... All right. So Mila, that answers discussion. But it's not so pushed as yet. Teisves here, Teisves, so then, Teisves, the Ri says, Rehashte, so that answers Rabbetam. That answers Rabbetam. As a matter of fact, Teisves, the Ri, when he has the kasha against Rabbetam, so he says, "Hochemi boyle, he have gemeich rav de Eretz Yisrael, kim di shmei kibush, oy dilmo, kim da afchotome is kechutz lores dami, kim da afchotome is kechutz lores dami." Now, according to Rabbetam, Rabbetam is not saying it. But Rabbi Tam is not saying the Ri is saying it. But according to Rabbi Tam, the pshat could be very simple. What are the two alternatives? When the Gemara raises the Abaye, Rafchiya Barabe, where Amich Rabbi Su Yotzal Achiyosanat. Why? Because it goes according to Mandoma Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush. Because according to Mandoma Kibush Yochid, Lo Shmei Kibush, so with the Raisa, he doesn't even have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. So in Meila, it certainly is Yotzal Achiyos. But the Abaye goes according to Mandoma, that Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush. So with the Raisa, it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. And Kibush Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have, so that could be the Abaye. Whether the Haloche, of Hamelich Rabbe Lechutz Loret, so it's a Knas Chachomim, that Yosel Echeus, does it depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael or upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael? Now, the Teisves Ri says that the reason as to why Meicher Abdel Chutz Loretz Yosel Echeus, because he's Matkia, the Eved of Mitzvah Satluiz Boretz, as long as the Eved would live in Eretz Yisrael, so the Eved could participate in the mitzvahs of mitzvahs at Luis Boretz. But the moment he sells him to a master of Chutz Loretz, so he's matkia the Eved of the opportunity of being, of participating in the kiyum of mitzvahs at Luis Boretz. So that's the knas that the Chachomim applied against such an order. Against that's the thesis of Mitzvah. The Rambam's pshat. The Rambam's pshat is that the read I mean Rashi's pshat. Rashi says because the reason is why the Chachomim counts in the Orden who was Mecher Abdel Chutz Loretz is because he was Geirem the Eved Shehiver the Iser of also Lotzei Smeret Yisroel Chutz Loretz. So since according to Rabbi Netan, so the first Eved of Akko, he has Dushas Eretz Yisrael. The second Eved of Akko, Dushas Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have. But Hashem Eretz Yisrael, it has. And so, yeah, even according to Mandom HaKim Shiyoch, it's my Kibush. But Dushas Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have. Not with the Reis. But Hashem Eretz Yisrael, it has. So that's the Abaye. Meich Rav L'Yisur, yeah. So does the Knaz depend upon Dushas Eretz Yisrael, or it depends upon Hashem Eretz Yisrael? So Gemara is patient, Nisur. We see that Reb Meir says, Akol Ki Eretz Yisrael L'Gitnei L'Avodim Lei. So that means that the second Eved of Akko, that does not have, according to Rabbi Tam, does not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael, but Shem Eretz Yisrael it is. So if somebody sells an Odin, an Odin sells an Eved to the second Eved of Akko, to a Mester, the second Eved of Akko, so he's Yotzo Lecheus. Even though the second Eved of Akko still has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, but he doesn't have Gdushas Eretz Yisrael. Even though it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, Machmas, since the days of Avraham Avinu, not Machmas the Kibush of David, but since the days of Avraham Avinu, Salachas Kama Vichamo, that if he sells him to Suye, two Kibush Yorish make Kibush, but Kdusha Rishaino is like Kishos in Love. So what does it have a Shem Eretz Yisrael? And the Shem Eretz Yisrael is grounded in the Kibush of David, not in the Maton HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Mircha Getuve. So certainly should be Yotzal Achayus. I mean, so we answer the second kash. Now the first kash that the Ri raises against Rav Netan from the Gemara of Kvas Yisoy. So Rabbi Loya said to Rabbi Yishmoel, Halei Kvas Yisoy move le b'tchum Eretz Yisrael וכבימו מצפירו יסה ביעקב. ומה ביקח מקום לו כמעט הדובה, אף על פי שרחיקו מצפירו, שיהיה עצמו מעט ישראל. So, and the, why does the Gemara say that that Vasisoye is more akin to Eretz Yisrael than Akko? We are talking about the second level of Akko, where the second level of Akko is part and parcel of one city, the other half of which is Eretz Yisrael Mamish. So, but Vasisoye is only Mumle, but it's not part and parcel of the same city, part of which is Eretz Yisrael Mamish. So, Adarabe, Akko should be considered as more akin to Eretz Yisrael than Kvas Yisrael. Now, we saw that when we went over the Rashi, when Rashi says Kolchutz Lo Ratzkolu B'nes Hayam Mar Mibovel, so the Ritva is Sikashe against Rashi, so the Ritva says Avol Pi, he has Sikashe from Rekem Lechago, so only Rabbi Gamliel says that he has to say for Nechtu for Nechtam, and Kval Yudim Lut, so only Rabbi Leza says he has to say for Nechtu for Nechtam. So, but the Rabbonon say that he doesn't have to say for Nechtu for Nechtam, but according to Rashi, that every Chutz Loretz means Midnes Hayam. So even according to Rabbonon, if somebody brings a get from Rekh Mechagor or from Kvar Ludin, so he should have to say for Nechtu for Nechtam. So the Ritva rejects Rashi's pshat, but the Ritva says Vachal Pishi Yesh Litreik Vileima, that Enoch Name, if a certain place, if a certain place is if a certain place is Chutz Loretz Amish, so then it's not even Kofshuel Mitzrayim, it's Chutz Loretz Amish, so then everybody will agree, even the Tanakame, that yes, the Shliach from that place has to say Vonechta Vonechta. But Smuches and Mugloes, that the Tanakame says that the Shliach does not have to say for Nechtu for Nechtam if he brings a get from Smuches and from Mugloes. So they are not Chutz Loretz Mamish, but they are Mikene cities that are close to Eretz Yisrael, that is Niskadesh B'Kdushas Eretz Yisrael, and it's Mugla B'Tchum Eretz Yisrael that is Kofshua L'Bavel, but they themselves were not Kofshua L'Bavel. But in the Mitzrayim, so they themselves were nirbesh by the Mitzrayim. So Avol Pi Sheyesh Litreik, but he doesn't like. So the Ritva mentions that it's possible to say that even Rekem Mechagor, so is Eretz Yisrael. And as a matter of fact, the Ri says that Rekem Mechagor is mamish Eretz Yisrael, even Kofshua L'Bavel too. So why is it considered as Chutz Loretz, but a shliach does not have to say for Nechtam for the Nechtam on the basis of Smuches, on the basis of Mugloes? So that's because it's not so close to the Ikayish of Eretz Yisrael. But the Ri says that Rekem Mechagor is Eretz Yisrael mamish, even Kofshua L'Bavel. So according to Rabbi Tam, we don't have to go so far that it's Kofshua L'Bavel Rekem Mechagor or Kvar Ludin. But we can say that according to Rabbi Tam, so the Mevloi is Kvar Ludin, is Kofshua L'Mitzrayim. But it's not Kofshua L'Bavel. And according to Rabbi Tam, so the Takone of before the Nechtam before the Nechtam is based upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That's Rabbi Tam Shite. Because Derech Klal, so any city, Derech Klal generally speaking, so any city that the Bovel were Kevesh, had Yeshivas, had Rotidinim, and were Edim Tzuyin Kamei. So Mimele, the Chachomim made the general Takone that any place that is Eretz Yisrael from the point of view of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so the Shliach, if the Shliach brings a get from that place, he doesn't have to say for Nechtam. So the Takone of for Nechtam depends upon Chutz Loretz, not in the sense of Chutz Loretz from the point of view of Shele Eretz Yisrael, but Chutz Laretz from the point of view of Dushas Eretz Yisrael. So if a certain city, from the point of view of Dushas Eretz Yisrael, is Chutz Laretz, even though from the point of view of Shele Eretz Yisrael, it's Eretz Yisrael, so the requirement of for an Echtam applies. But Tanekame holds, in as much as this was Yitedi Shele Eretz Yisrael, and it was also Somch Eretz Yisrael, and also Muvlo, like Muvlo, B'tchum Eretz Yisrael, so he doesn't have to say before the Echtam. So now, so in other words, briefly, according to Rav Netan, so Kvaludi or Kvar Sisoi, those that are Muvlo B'tchum Eretz Yisrael, so according to all Tanoim except Reb Lezer, the Shliach doesn't have to say for Nechtam, for Nechtam. So it only applies to a city that has Hashem Eretz Yisrael, but not Dushas Eretz Yisrael. So if in addition it is Muvle, B'seich Tchumi Eretz Yisrael, that have Dushas Eretz Yisrael, so then he doesn't have to say for Nechtam, for Nechtam. According to Rav Lezer, he has to say for Nechtam, for Nechtam. But if a certain place does not even have Hashem Eretz Yisrael, even though it's Muvle, So then he certainly has to say, for Nechtam, for Nechtam. So now we can answer the first kasha against Rabbi Tam, where Rabbi Loya said to him, Valei Kvar Sisoye, Muvlo B'tchum Eretz Yisrael, and in addition, Kvar Sisoye, was Kopshua El Mitzrayim. So Hashem Eretz Yisrael it is. And in addition, it is Muvle B'seich Tchum Eretz Yisrael. So that should be better than the second half of Akko. So he says, Kvar Sisoi, the second half of Akko is Kopshu El Mitzrayim. It is Mufla in the Tchumim of Dushas Eretz Yisrael. Alright, now, what is the Shite? So that's the Shite of Rabbi Tam. Now, what is the Shite of the Ri? Now, the Shite of the Ri, so according to Rabbi Tam, the Takone with Nechtam for Nechtam is, it depends upon Dushas Eretz Yisrael. Depends upon Dushas Eretz Yisrael. So any place that has Dushas Eretz Yisrael, so the shliach who delivers a get from that place does not have to say for Nechtam, for Nechtam. But if a shliach delivers a get from a place that does not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael, even though it has Hashem Eretz Yisrael, so he has to say for Nechtam, for Nechtam. Except if it's Muches, it's Mugloys. But even if it's Muches and Mugloys, so it also has to have Hashem Eretz Yisrael. But if it does not have Hashem Eretz Yisrael, it's Chutz Laretz Gomor. So the fact that it's Muches and Mugloys will not avail us. Why? Because in all Takones, there is a concept of Loipuruk. So in other words, we are not at liberty. You know, even if a certain Takone is enacted for a certain reason, but we are not at liberty to discuss every situation and the merits of the rationale of the Takone. The rationale of the takone was because in Kiyan Lishmo, because in Yimitzu Likani. But then it was a takone. And Mimele, we have to apply the concept of the pluk. But, so true, there are certain exceptions. Smucha is Mevlois. So when can we say that Smucha is Mevlois have a din of Eretz Yisrael if these cities, to a certain extent, have a din of Eretz Yisrael, if they have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, and in addition, they are Smucha is Mevlois, So then, they are treated like Eretz Yisrael. But if the Smuches and the Mevlois are Chutz Laretz Gomor, then we apply the concept of Lepluk. And then he has to say for Nechtam, even though they are real. Right, that's Rabbi Tamshi. Now, the Rishite is that when the Mishnah says, when the Rabbonon in the Mishnah say that he has to say before Nechtam, so that has reference even to the first Devarim. But then the Ri mentions the Yerushalmi,
The Yerushalmi says, Amicha Rav La'akol Yisrael Chayrus. Rav Shimon and Rav Yudin, Afil Ma'akol La'akol. The commentary, it means that in two situations, it's Yisrael Chayrus. One situation is where the Odin sells the Eved from the rest of Eretz Yisrael to the first step of Akko, so it's Yosef Achirus, and then if the Odin sells from the first step of Akko to the second step of Akko. So what does Teisa say? The Nei the Choshev the Chutz Loretz Lekabi Kayish of Eretz Yisrael, Lekabi Chutz Loretz Miu Choshev Ki Eretz Yisrael. So what's the pshat? So we said that according to the Ri, just, it's not as a according to Rabbatam. According to Rabbatam, so the first step of Akko, so it's Kofshu in the Bobel. The second step of Akko is going to Kofshu in the Bobel, but it's Kofshu in the Mitzrayim. But it's Kofshu in the Mitzrayim. So, according to the Ri, so the first step of Akko, that Yerushalmi calls out Yisrael, so it's called out Yisrael, because the Eile Mitzrayim were occasioned. So it is, it was Mi'orachin to Avraham Avinu, the first step of Akko was Mi'orachin to Avraham Avinu, and the Mitzrayim were Kevishin. So the Yerushalmi calls it out Yisrael, because it is Shem Eretz Yisrael. The second step of Akko, so does not even have Shem Eretz Yisrael. Does not even have Shem Eretz Yisrael. Now, there are two timings as to why Hamecher Avdei Lichutz Loretz is just like the case is Rib mentions the term, it's a Gnas Lodin for being Mavkiah the Eved of Mizakhlis Boretz. And Rashi says it's a Gnas Lodin for being given to the Eved that he should be the Radiser of Azalot Smerz Yisroel Lichutz Loretz. So the Ri can agree with both times. So Memele, the Yerushalmi says, Hamecher Avdei Lichutz Loretz is just like because if, let's say, the Odin, the Eved, was in Yerushalayim, and then the Odin sold this Eved, who lived until now in Yerushalayim, so he sold him to the Master. In the first step of Akko, the half of Akko, it's Eretz Yisrael. So Kedush Eretz Yisrael doesn't have, Shem Eretz Yisrael it has. So Mimele, he was Mafkia, him of the Mitzvah Satruis Boretz. So Mimele, he's Yosel Echeus. So then Rav Shimon of Rav Yudin says, Afilu Ma'akol Akko. So the Eved lived in the place, in the first step of Akko, that the Shem Eretz Yisrael. But in Kedush Eretz Yisrael, but the Shem Eretz Yisrael, even though he didn't have Kedush Eretz Yisrael, he sold him to a master in the second step of Akko, that does not even have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. And the Rishit is that as far as this, of us all says, Mark, Eretz Yisrael, the Chutz Loretz, even for a moment, so that depends upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael. So someone who lives in the first, who is a resident of the first step of Akko, that's Shem Eretz Yisrael, is not allowed to go into the second step of Akko even for a moment, because he does not have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. So Mele, Me'akko Le'akko, the Tam of Rashi applies. So that's why it's also Yitzchak. Now, but there is a Yerushalmi. So then, according to what we said in the Ri, so then the Rishite will be difficult from the Yerushalmi. Will be negative Yerushalmi. That Yerushalmi, the Tesis mentions, that one half of Akko is out of soil and one half of Akko is Chutz Loretz. And according to the Ri, the half of Akko that is out of soil means that it's a Shem out of soil. So the half of Akko that is out of Chutz Loretz does not even have a Shem out of soil. So, Avdalek in Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yaakov Barachel, Shem Rabame, Mintreinu, the Rebbe, Ananya Ofin, Akko Yish Be'Eretz Yisrael, Yish Be'Chutz Loretz. So, Rabbi Yaakov says, in the name of Rabame, that from two incidents that happened, that overtook Rebbe, that happened to Rebbe, we can deduce that half of Akko is Eretz Yisrael, and half of Akko is Chutz Loretz. And according to the Ri, what does it mean? The half of Akko Litzad Eretz Yisrael has Shem Eretz Yisrael, and the half of Akko Litzad Chutz Loretz has not even a Shem Eretz Yisrael. Has not even a Shem Eretz Yisrael. So what are the two incidents? So because Rebbe Hame Be'Akko Chamsen, so they sell Ochlin Piton Ikiyo. Omalu, Maros Lesin, Omale, Talmud Echot Bolikan. So he saw that they ate in Akko, Rebbe saw that the Jews in Akko were accustomed to eat pasnoki. What do you mean pasnoki? clean bed. That means that they were laces. Laces means when you moisten the wheat, we wash the wheat. So he saw that the wheat that it was used in their bread, in their bases, was washed. Was washed. Now, so, was washed. So, now if it was washed, so then it's mukhshali kabutume. Because if it's not washed by any of the Shiva Mashkin, so then it's not mukhshali kabutume. But if it's washed, they were lazy, the chit of the wheat. So then it's mukhshali kabutume. Kabutume. So then he said, So he asked them, why they do it. So in other words, so they wouldn't be able to eat pitare, since if they won't lazy, so then they would be able to eat pitare. But if they are lazy, said, so it became mukhshal kabalastume, so they wouldn't be able to eat pitare. Omulei, tell me the achubolikan veheronu, almei beitzim sheino machshir. Almei beitzim sheino machshir. And they, so in other words, that may beitzim is not machshir, and they thought they sabri may mar may sholek shal beitzim velo yomar al shal beitzim atzim. So they made a mistake. That Talmid meant he heard it that may beitzim is not. He heard it from his rebbe that may beitzim is not machshir. But what did his rebbe say? That the egg yolk or the egg white is not machshir. But this Talmid made a mistake, and he thought that when he heard from his Rebbe that beitzim is not machshir, so the Rebbe meant that if you cook an egg in water, so that water in which you cook an egg is not machshir. Mimele, they found it safe to wash the chito with the water in which the eggs were cooked. Of course, that was a choice. So Sabri may mami shalik shal beitzim, v'yomar shal beitzim atzmo. So at that time, so Rebbe was gazing Talmid al Yehi because of that mistake and that mirsh. So Rebbe was misake that Talmid. Right, so beisi shor gozru shal Talmid meire yiroi. So in other words, so that's a raya. Now the Gemara says, from two incidents that happened that overtook Rebbe, we can deduce that one half of Akko has a din of Eretz Yisrael, one half of Akko has a din of Chutz Laaretz. So this is the incident from which we can deduce that one half of Akko has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Because if all of Akko had a din of Chutz Laaretz, so what purpose would there be in trying to eat pitare? They couldn't eat chum pitare anyway, because Eretz Amim is mitame. So no matter how hard you work, you try, you couldn't eat chum pitare anyway. So if we say that one half of Akko is Eretz Yisrael is not tame, only Chutz Laaretz is mitame. So then there was a purpose in avoiding a hechshel kabbalas tumah. Because, in other words, so that was the mirsu. They thought that by washing the wheat in water in which eggs were cooked, so the wheat will not become mukhshal kabbalas tumah, and they made a mistake. But if all of Akko is chutz laaretz, so what difference does it make? Yes, mukhshal, not mukhshal. You can't eat mitare anyway, because Eretz Amim is mitame. So there is no use, so it's futile. It's futile to try to eat chum mitare, because no matter what you do, it will be tome. So it's a raya that a half of Akko is Eretz Yisrael. So memele, Eretz Yisrael is not mitame, only chutz laaretz mitame. So the residents of Akko wanted to eat chum mitare, and they acted and they did everything so as to avoid tome. But they made a mistake, they were nichshol because of the erroneous heroe by this town.
So from this incident we deduce that the help of Akko has been over to Israel. Now, what's the other incident from which we deduce that the other half of Akko has a din of Chutzlaret? So the Gemara says, Rebbe Habe Be'Akko. Rebbe was in Akko. Chomechad Banash Mikifzel Yil. So he saw a certain Jew from that track. That was, to them it was known, a certain track. Beyond that track. Omaleis, so that track was the simen, was the borderline between the half of Akko that was Eretz Yisrael and the half of Akko at Chutzlaret. So Rebbe saw a certain person who was walking beyond the track. That means the half of Akko that was already in Tzatchutz Loretz. And he, Omalei, and Rebbe thought that he was a Kayan. Now, so Tzatchutz Loretz is mitame. So that means a Kayan is not allowed to be in Tzatchutz Loretz, even for a moment. A Kayan is not allowed to be in Tzatchutz Loretz. I mean, you ask, how about all the Kayanim here? So that's a good question. All right, but a Kayan is not allowed to be in Chutz Loretz even for a moment, except if there is a special Hekka. But otherwise, even if he is not a resident of Eretz Yisrael, even if he was born in Chutz Loretz, he is not allowed to remain in Chutz Loretz because he is mitami himself, because Chutz Loretz is mitami. So Rebbe saw that a certain Jew, whom Rebbe considered as a Kayan, so was walking on the other half of the Akko, beyond the Akko. So he said to him, Omale, less at Bray the plan Kahane? Aren't you the son of this and this Kayan? So, what are you doing in the other half of Akko? You are mitami yourself. V'lo yada avuch Kayan? Omale, so that Jew said, Enof shalabo ho yu kveitz, v'noso isho, sheinu yu geneslei, v'chilel. V'chilel iso ish. So, in other words, so he said iso ish, he refers to himself. He said that his father was allowed himself to be swayed by his Yitzhara, and he married a Grushe. So Memele, and I am the son, so I am a Cholo. So I am allowed to be mitamen myself, amazing. Certainly to Chutz Loretz. So, in other words, so the only reason as to why that Jew was allowed to walk in the other half of Akko was because he was not a king. He was a Chol. But if he had been a Kayan, he wouldn't have been allowed to walk in the other half of Akko, because it's mitame. So, on one hand, we see that because of an incident that overtook Rebbe, that one half of Akko is not mitame to Maser Tzamim, because if it had been mitame to Maser Tzamim, so it would be futile to try to eat Chol Mitare. And from the other incident that overtook Rebbe, we see that it is mitame. So how can we resolve that? The answer is, the first Hef of Akko inside Eretz Yisrael is not mitame, because that's Eretz Yisrael, and the second Hef of Akko is mitame. Now, so according to the Ri, we explained that the Ri holds that the first Hef of Akko that is inside Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Yisrael because it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. And the second Hef of Akko that is inside Chutz Loretz is called Chutz Loretz because it doesn't even have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't even have Shem Eretz Yisrael. So when we combine the Yerushalme together with this Ri, so then it follows that according to the Ri, the Takone, the Chachomim or Misaki, that Eretz Ha'amim, the Gush of Eretz Ha'amim is Mitamei, so that does not depend dafke upon the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, not upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because if we were to assume that the Aloche of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim is mitame, so the question arises, what does it mean Tumas Eretz Ha'amim is mitame? Eretz Chutz Loretz in the sense of Kedusha is mitame, even though in the sense of Shem it's Eretz Yisrael. But as long as in the sense of Kedusha it's Chutz Loretz, it's mitame, or that the Chachomim was that Chutz Loretz in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael is mitame, but a territory that does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but Shem Eretz Yisrael it has, is not mitame. So from the Ri, we have to say, when we combine the Rishit, that the first of Abaka, that the Yerushalmi says in Gibbon, so was not Mutam. So was not Mutam, only the second of Abaka. And according to David, the first of Abaka did not have Dusha Sis El Tisroel either. So what was the Yiches, the Maile, of the first of Abaka, over and above the second of Abaka? Where is the second of Abaka? So the answer is, where is the second of Abaka? Did not even have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, the first of Abaka had a Shem Eretz Yisrael. That's why it was not Mitami. The Gush of the first of Abaka was not Mitami. So from the Ri we can deduce that this Tumas Eretz Amin is based upon Chutz Loretz in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael, not upon Chutz Loretz in the sense of Dushas Eretz Yisrael. That a city that does not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael, as long as it's Kavshu El Mitzrayim, it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, is not, Gusho is not Mitam. Only a city that does not even have Shem Eretz Yisrael, its Gush is Mitam. It's Muchach from that Yerushalmi. It's Muchach from that Yerushalmi. Now, this is not such a double portion. Now there is a Mishneh. Pergdalet of Chale, Mishneches. So the Gamliel Meir, Sholesh Arotis Lechale. Me Artisroel Vat Gziv, Artisroel Vat Gziv means the Mekemesh Ekopshu Elibomer, that has Dushas Artisroel. So Chalachas. So you have to be Mafkish one Chale. One Chale. And what's the Shio? The Shio is, so a Nachteim has to be Mafkish Echot Mimemches, 1/48 of the Yisek. And the Balabais, a private person, so it has to be Mafrish, 1/24. But there is only one Chal, you have to be Mafrish. In that part of Eretz Yisrael that is Kopshu Ibn Lubov. Chalachas. Mikziv Adano Vadamono means those Mekemes that were Kopshu El Mitzrayim, but Loi Kopshu El Bohem. So in other words, the Shem Eretz Yisrael it has, and Dushas Eretz Yisrael it doesn't have. So there the Takonis Chachomim was, that every person who makes an Issei, who mixes a dough, let's say in Bishon, with Kopshu El Mitzrayim and Kopshu El Bohem, he has to be Mafkish two chalas. One is burned, and one is given to the Kohen. Shaleya Yesh Lo Shio, Vishankeen Ein Lo Shio. So the one that is burned has a Shio. It has to be 1/48 Echod Memeches of these. And the one that is given to the Kohen has no Shio. Why? Because the Ikar Hafchoshe consists of the Chale that is burned. So that's why it requires a Shio. Echod Memeches. And the other one is not the Ikar. Then, Minano Vadamono Verifni. So, but suppose in Chutz Loretz Mamesh, that was not even Kopshu El Mitzrayim, let's say in America. So then, according to this Mishnah, it would appear we have to be Mafrish two chalas. We have to be Mashrish two chalas. Echod Le'eir, V'yachas L'keim, also one chale. That is Nifresh is burned, and one Chale is given to the Kohen. But there is one fundamental difference. In the Mekemesh Kopshu El Mitzrayim, the Kopshu El Bovel, so the Ika Chale is the Chale that is burned. That is burned. Mimele, this requires a Shiur of Echad Memches. And the other Chale is not the Ika. In Chutz Loretz Mamesh, we also have to be Mafrish to Chales. But over there, the Ika Chale is the one that is Nechal Ikeyen. So the Mele, that requires a Shia. But the one that is burnt is a Mash. Now, because the question arises, so we have to be mafrish to chalas. No one is mafrish to chalas. So there are many rishenim. So according to some rishenim in Ochnamen, we have to be mafrish to chalas. But we are not made that way. So there are many rishenim who say that all these glory only apply to the time when the chachomim in the Eretz Yisrael were able to maintain tam. Because even during the even after the chum vayishenim, and even after the Chesimus HaMishnah, so during the Amroim, to the time of the Amroim, so the Chachomim, the Chazal, in the Eretz Yisrael, the Rosh says it, Teizve says it, many Rishonim say it, they had a Vapor with them. So Memele, they were able to maintain Tarek. So Memele, so as long as in the Eretz Yisrael it was possible to maintain Tarek, how can you maintain Tare only if you have a Vaporim? Because we are all made, everyone, at one time or another, becomes Tomei Limes. So Mele, it's impossible. Today it's impossible to maintain Tare. Even now it is well. Because if somebody becomes a Tomei Limes, so he can be Toei, only if there is Azoyes Mechatos on the third day and on the seventh day. But we don't have a Vaporim, so Mele, it's impossible to maintain Tare. But in the time of the Mishneh, even after the Chesimus HaMishneh, so in the time of the Amoroyim in the Eretz Yisrael, so the Amoroyim in the Eretz Yisrael had a Vapora with them. Memele, they were able to maintain Tar in the Eretz Yisrael. So then there was Takanas Chachomim of Shomesh Arotis Lechale, that we have to be mafrish in the Mekane Shekopshu in the Mitzrayim, Veloy Kopshu in the Bobel. So, I mean, Mekane Shekopshu in the Mitzrayim, Veloy Kopshu in the Bobel, Yom Afrish won't call it. And of course, that's Lechales, because it could be Bitar. And the Mekane Shekopshu in the Mitzrayim, Veloy Kopshu in the Bobel, that had just the Shem Yitzchol, not 2 years out of Israel, so he had to be mafrish, two chalas, one had to be burned, and one had to be given nechal, and the one that was burned, he required the shir of Echad Moches, and Chut Loretz Mamesh, also two chalas, and there it was just the reverse, that one that was nechal was the Iker, and that required the shir of Echad Moches, and the one that was Nisra from Imashu, Mashiach came today, that he being the Eretz Yisrael, we cannot maintain Tare, so then there is no place in the world where we have to be mafrish more than one chale, and we can be mafrish just one chale and imashu, because midraise, so imashu, chitachas midraise sakri, the same thing applies to chale as well. Alright, so that answers the question, how is it that we are not naive? But here the Mishnah says that Mikziv Adanor, that's the Mekemesh of Shul Mitzrayim of Shul Bobel, so base Chalas, Achas Le'eya Ve'achas Le'kei, Shaleya Yesh Lo Shio V'Shal Kei Ein Lo Shio, Shaleya Yesh Lo Shio V'Shal Kei Ein Lo Shio. So there are two Chalas. Why is it that the main Chalas that was Nifresh in the Mekemesh of Shul Mitzrayim of Shul Bobel had to be burned? So the Rosh here and the Rav Batanore, they both say that the reason is because since the Chachomim were gezer tumah al Eretz Amim, that the Gush is mitamei, so even the Mekemes of Eretz Yisrael like Mishon that kofshu el Mitzrayim v'loi kofshu el Bobel, true they have Mishem Eretz Yisrael, but and they are more chenit l'Avram Avinu, but in view of the fact that they do not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael, so the Tumas Eretz Amim applies to them. So Memele, you had to burn. One Chale you had to burn. Because the Chale was Tomei. So you had to burn it. So in other words, so the Shita of the Rosh and Vadim Batinori is that Tumas Eretz Amim depends not upon Chutz Loretz in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael, but upon Chutz Loretz in the sense of Dushas Eretz Yisrael. This is the Shite of the Rosh, the Pirush Rosh and Chale, and Rav Vadim Batnor. Teisa Sechum, Dav Kuf Dalet, he is Chedek. And Teisa Sechum says that all the Mekemes, Shekopshu El Mitzrayim, Veloi Kopshu El Bobel, so the Gush is not Mutam. If it is Kopshu El Mitzrayim, so So the Gush is not Mutam. So then the question arises, so why does the Mishnah in Perek Dalet of Chale Mishnah say that Mikzir Avano, the Mekimshin of Shulam, Sarek of Shulam, Bovel, so then you have the Matvish Tuchales, and one way, Echad Memches, and it's Nisrav. Why is it Nisrav? Because it's Tomei. Why is it Tomei? But it's Tumas Arzamim doesn't apply to these Mekimis. So Teisve says, in view of the fact that the Bovel were not Kivishet, so Mele, it was not so easy to maintain Tam. Eino Chanamet, the Tumas Arzamim was not Niskar Ligabe in the Mekimis. But since the Ribobel did not settle in those places, so Memele, it was difficult to, it was possible to maintain Tare, but it wasn't easy. In the Mekemish of Shua Ribobel, so everything was geared to Tare. So it was difficult to maintain Tare. So there was no real issue of the Torah in those Mekemes, some Mele, these Mekemes were not geared to Tare. So it was not easy to maintain Tare. So because of that, the Chachomim were Misake, that we should be Mafrish to Chalas. That's the issue. So in other words, so there is a Machlekes Rishen. In other words, so we see the Dachkuv Dalet in the thesis. So there is a Machlekes Rishen. Machlekes Rishen as to whether the Tumah Aseret Ha'am depends upon Chutz Loretz in the sense of Kedushe, Eretz Yisrael, there's the Shita of the Rosh, and Rabbi Vadim Rodinore, the Rosh in Chale, and this Shita in Chum, and the Rosh of Chum is Chelik and his own Shita in Chale. So, and the Shita of Teisves in Chum, and the Rosh of Chum is that Tumah Aseret Ha'amim depends upon Shem Chutz Loretz in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael. But any place that is Chutz Loretz from the point of view of Dushas Eretz Yisrael, but has Shem Eretz Yisrael, so it's not Mitamei Tumah Aseret Ha'amim. So we have to say, by combining the Yerushalmi with this Ri, since the Yerushalmi says that the first step of Bako is not Mitamei Tumah Aseret Ha'amim, and the second of Avako is Mitame. And according to the Ri, so the first of Avako that is Eretz Yisrael, that is not Mitame, does not have Kedushas Yisrael either. Does not have Kedushas Yisrael either. So it only has Hashem Eretz Yisrael. And Yerushalmi says that this half of Avako that is Litzad Eretz Yisrael is not Mitame to Mesami. Tamim. So it's a raya that the Ri agrees with the Shita of Teisves Echum, not with the Shita of the Rabbi Batanore and the Rosh Nicham. Alright. But then the question arises, now, how will the Ri explain this Gemara? Now, the Ri himself said, Veide, I mean, and this is the Ri, Veide Heich Dai Vekam. That's the lotion of the Ri. He is asking against Rabbetam. Alright, I mean, so Teisves, not the Ri. But this Teisves agrees with the Ri's lotion because then he says, Veimari. So, Adrabe. Now the question is this. Now we said that even according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, but since Dusha Mishen, Kishon Shai, Kishon Slobe, so Suye is not better than Bishon. So Dusha Zart Yisrael, he doesn't have. Dusha Zart Yisrael, he doesn't have. So according to the sheet of the Rosh in Chale, according to the sheet of Rami Vadim, but in Ori in Chale, so the Tumas Amin, the Tumas Gush depends upon Chutz Loretz in the sense, Chutz Loretz in the sense of Dushas Eretz Yisrael. So if the Rishite had been
in accordance with the Shita of the Rosh in Chale and the Shita of Rabbi Vadin Bat Nor in Chale, then we could understand as to why Teisa says,
so the Afrotomi is a simen. So you could say, Afrotomi is a simen. According to the Rabbi Bat Nor and the Rosh, that Tumas Eretz Amim depends upon the lack of Dushas Eretz Yisrael. So Mimele, Kim the Afrotome, so that is the Abai, as we explained it according to Ramadan. In other words, this halacha of Mecher Abdei, the Chutz Loretz, Yos Lecherus, does it depend upon Chutz Loretz in the sense of Dushas Eretz Yisrael, or it depends upon Chutz Loretz in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael? So, Kim the Shmei Kibush. So Mimele, in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael, it's not Chutz Loretz. So it's Loyos Lecheus, or it's Yomokim Da'af Chotome. So according to Rav Bat Nor, we could say, that's a simen. Since Afro is Tome, so it's a raya, that Loik of Shu, that he does not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael. But, this we can say according to Rav Bat Nor. But in the Ri, we have to say, that the Ri does not agree with Rav Bat Nor, that anything that is does not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael is mitamei tumas amim. We have to say that the Ri agrees with Teis v'shitei in Chum Daf Kuf Dalet, that even a city that does not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael, as long as it has Shem Eretz Yisrael, so is not mitamei tumas amim. So what's the Abaye in the Gemara? Glorchem Iboyle, you have a Kibir Rav Eretz Yisrael, Kibir the Shmei Kibush, or you more Kibir the Afrotomei, is Kichutz Loretz Dome. Kibir the Afrotomei is Kichutz Loretz Dome. So, why should we say Kibir the Afrotomei is Kichutz Loretz Dome? But Afrotomei, so that means that could accord with the Shita of Rabbeinu Bat Nor, that Afrotomei is reflective of no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But according to the Ri, Afrotomei has nothing to do with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Even if a certain place does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the offer is still not Tomei. And then, but this is the Gemara Mefereshes further, that Tzuriye, the Avir is not Tomei. But the Gush is Tomei. But the question is, so what's the Abaye in the Gemara? Why couldn't Teisves explain this Gemara very simply on the basis of the Shaila as to whether Hamicher Abdel Chutz Loretz Yosel Chirus, whether that Knas is based upon Dushas Eretz Yisrael or is based upon Shem Eretz Yisrael? So then you wouldn't have to mention Kim Da'afrotomi Kichutz Loretz. The answer is this. Now, there is a machlekes in the Gemara as to whether Kibush Yochid is Shmei Kibush or Kibush Yochid is Loi Shmei Kibush. Now, if we say Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, so Mele in the Bayis Rishon, it had a Shem Eretz Yisrael, so he had a Dushas Eretz Yisrael. But in the Bayis Sheni, it only had a Shem Eretz Yisrael. If we say Kibush Yochid Loi Shmei Kibush, so Midraise, so he did not have even the Bayis Rishon, Dushas Eretz Yisrael or even Shem Eretz Yisrael. But that's with Raisi, but with Rabbanon. Now we passed in that Kibush Yochid is Loi Shmei Kibush. So with Raisi, Suye is completely Chutz Loretz, like any other city in Chutz Loretz. But with Rabbanon, Suye does not only have a Din Eretz Yisrael. With Rabbanon, it even has Dushas Eretz Yisrael. With Rabbanon Suye, even with Idan, who passed in like Rabbi Yisi, that Kibush Yochid is loish in Kibush, but with Rabbanon Tzchayim to Mizam Aishas. Only thing is that certain chilukim, in other words, Mai is not made in Suye, but to Mizam Aishas, Suye is Chayim. Even a limited Idan, that we passed in like the Mandoma, Kibush Yochid, loish in Kibush, but with Rabbanon, so with Raisin, there's no Shem Eretz Yisrael, there's no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but with Rabbanon, it has even Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in Rabbanon. Even according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid is Loish Mekibush. So the Chachomim or Misake, that Tzuye should even have with Rabbonu Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So if it is so, that even according to the mandate of Kibush Yochid Loish Mikibush, that Midraise doesn't even have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. Still, Midrabanon, it has Dushas Eretz Yisrael. Allah has come to that according to the mandate of Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, that Midraise it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. It's true, Midraise doesn't have Dushas Eretz Yisrael, but Dushas Eretz Yisrael it should have. Because it should not be Goruah. Then according to Mandoma, that Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, Lo Yishmei Kibush. So the Rachamim are Misakim Dushas Eretz Yisrael with Rabbanon. So it's certainly according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, and it has Midraisi Chalei Shem Eretz Yisrael. Or true, Midraisi does not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael. But with Rabbanon it has Dushas Eretz Yisrael, Dushas Eretz Yisrael also. Now, but there is some Mele, the Gemore could not as the Abaye. Tesis couldn't explain the Abaye of Rafriya Barabe. Hameche Rabdri Suye, Yotzalecheru, Zolo Yotzalecheru. And the Abaye is according to Mandoma of Kibush Yochid. Kibush Yochid is Loi, is Ishme Kibush. So the Abaye, so Tesis couldn't have explained the Abaye on the basis of the two alternatives as to whether the aloche of Hamicha Rabdi Lechutz Loretz is based upon the lack of Dushas Eretz Yisrael, or it's based upon the lack of Shem Eretz Yisrael. Because assuming that it's based upon the lack of Dushas Eretz Yisrael, but Kibush Yochid, but Surya has Dushas Eretz Yisrael with Rabbonu Lechol Apoches, even according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid, Loi Shmei Kibush, Allah has come bechamo, according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, but there is true Midrabonon, there is Dushas Eretz Yisrael. But since the Dushas Eretz Yisrael of Surya is only Midrabonon, so Memele, the Achiluki Dinim. So there is the Achiluki Dinim in the Mitzvah Satruis Boretz itself. There is Achiluki Dinim. The Mitzvah Satruis Boretz cannot be fulfilled in Surya the way they can be fulfilled in the Eretz Yisrael. In the Eretz Yisrael, because of Afro Tomik Chutz Loretz. Now, since Afro is Tomik Chutz Loretz, so that means that Trumeis cannot be eaten in Surya. That all the Trumeis that is Nifras in Surya has to be burned. It cannot be eaten. Let's say, Maisa Sheni. What's the aloch of Maisa Sheni? So Maisa Sheni, you are Machlis Maisa Sheni, 1/10 of the crop in the first and second year, and in the fourth and the fifth year, after your mafris my submission, and then you wait until you go to Yerushalayim, and then you eat it b'kedushin. But suppose the Maisa Sheni was nitmo, can you eat it b'kedushin in Yerushalayim? No! So, in other words, so in Surya there is a certain diminution in the Kiyuma mitzvahs of mitzvahs at Luis Boretz. First of all, Trumo cannot be nechal in Surya, because it's Trumot Meyo. Every Trumo in Surya is Trumot Meyo. It cannot be nechal by Kehani. It has to be burned. That in itself constitutes a diminution in the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Mitzvah Satruis Boretz. And then, vis-a-vis Maisa Sheni, so the Mitzvah of Maisa Sheni of the Mitzvah Satruis Boretz is that you have to take it to Yerushalayim and eat it Bikdushe. But if my previous Maisa Sheni were Nitmo, you can't eat it Bikdushe. So Memele, by selling an Evetnaimi from Eretz Yisrael to Surya, and Surya is definitely Mitami to Masami. That's a Gemara Mefareshes. So you are diminishing the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Mitzvah Zakruyis Boretz. He will not be able to eat Peiris Maisa Sheni Bikdushe in Surya. So you are affecting a diminution in the Kiyum HaMitzvahs of Mitzvah Zakruyis Boretz by selling an Evet Knaini to a Master in Surya. So this is what Tesis means. Tesis says, Inoch Name, according to the agrees with the Shite of Tesis in Chundach Kudalot, that the Mekeim is Shekofshu le Mitzrayim, v'lekofshu le Bobel, so do not have to Maser Atzam. Even though they do not have Dushe Eretz Yisrael, but they have Shem Eretz Yisrael, and not only they have Shem Eretz Yisrael. There is a difference between the Shem Eretz Yisrael that inheres in the Mekeim Shekof Shele Mitzrayim Velikof Shele Bovel, and the Shem Eretz Yisrael that inheres in Surya. Even they call it Mandoma Kibush Yochish Mekibush. Because the Sheme Arch Yisrael that inheres in the Mekemis, Shekov Shom Mitzrayim, Kov Shom Mitbobel, so that Sheme Arch Yisrael dates back to Avraham Avinu. And it is grounded in the Matonim HaKodesh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu. It's the origin into Avraham Avinu. Masha'ink in the Sheme Arch Yisrael that inheres even today in Surya, it doesn't date back to Avraham Avinu, because that was not given as now tried Matone Makodesh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu. So the Sheme Arch Yisrael remains, but that is grounded in the kibush of David, and it's not the origin of Avraham Avinu. So the Chachomim did not want. So of course there is now Rishenim talk about Chibas Arch Yisrael. So the Ritva discusses the question, and we mention it, that it seems Rav Netam holds that Chibas Eretz Yisrael is grounded in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And the Ritva says, no, Chibas Eretz Yisrael can be grounded in the Shem Eretz Yisrael. But even those who say that the posif of Sfirotzo Avodecho, as Avonel, Vesaforo Yechelnu, applies to a place that Kofshel Mitzrayim like Kofshel Bovel, because even though it does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Chibas Eretz Yisrael it has, but they wouldn't say, the Ritva wouldn't say, that the posif of Kirotzo Avodecho Vesavonero Vesaforo Yechelenu would apply to Zoy, even according to Mandoma Kibish Yochish Mekibish. Why? Because there is a difference. There is a difference between the Mekibish Kofshel Mitzrayim like Kofshel Bovel and Zoy. True, neither one has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but and both have Shem Eretz Yisrael. According to Mandoma Kibush Yochish Mekibush, so he also has the Shem Eretz Yisrael that I say. But one has the Shem Eretz Yisrael that is grounded in the Sinai HaKodesh Baruch Hu. The other one has the Shem Eretz Yisrael that is grounded in the Kibush of David. Alright, so the Kibush of David is also of significance, and it confers the Shem Eretz Yisrael. But any day, the Shem Eretz Yisrael that is grounded in Me'atone Me'akadosh Baruch Hu, and the Shem Eretz Yisrael that is grounded in the Kibush of David. So Memele, the Chachomim did not want. The Chachomim, the Shita of Teisves, actually, why were the Chachomim misaki that the Gush of Chutz La'aretz is mitami? Why were the Chachomim misaki that the Gush of Chutz La'aretz? Because of the Messiah. And in Eretz Yisrael, they weren't so many Meisim. But in Chutz La'aretz, where all the Goyim lived, so in Meile, there was a chash of a mess in every place. So because of that, the Chachomim Morgi, that's what the Gemara says in Nozia. So because of that, the Chachomim Morgi is Abdume and the Gush of the Eretz Yisrael. So, and that's really the reason as to why, according to Rabbi Vadim Batnore and the Rosh Chale, so every city in Eretz Yisrael that was Kofshu El Mitzrayim, Veloi Kofshu El Bobel, is also Mitami to Mesagush. Why should it be Mitami at all? It's Eretz Yisrael. And it has such chibe, it's Eretz Yisrael. So why should it be Mitami? Because the same reason that the Chachomim were Gezer Tumeh.